question is not about being in myself. I mean, I'm quite happy in myself, but being in the world. That's my big question. It's all about making decisions and things. And I don't know how to reconcile being in myself and being in the world.
Finding out that there is not really a difference. That will make it so easy for you. And you can see it little by little, like we just said. You can make a very easy decision about your t-shirts, there are only two. The same when you walk out of this building. You don't have to stand there for a half an hour deciding in what direction you go. You just allow yourself to go in a certain direction. Shall we go this way? Okay. Shall we go that way? Okay.
Don't worry.
You can be. This is just a little surrender, to just follow your nose. A little surrender. Where shall I go? Oh, let's go this way. You don't have to find out why you go this way. You just go. You relax in going this way. The impulse may be that you want to eat something. And it is really so that if you make one choice, or something in you makes a choice, it doesn't matter really what it is, it is a choice being made. It means that all other possibilities are excluded.
That's the thing. Wholeness and to
that's the thing. That's why I say it. That's why I say it. And you just need to surrender to this. I make this choice to go there and come to peace that this excludes all other possibilities. You being here excludes a million of possibilities of you being here, there, or there. A million, a trillion. How many? There's one. And it is you being here. And this is with all actions. You had an infinite amount of possibilities of how you want to cut your hair. This is the way it turned out. Yeah, isn't it? And there is everything. Every evening that you cook, you have an infinite possibilities on how you will prepare your meal. And somehow, this is the way you do it. Excluding all other possibilities. Just become fearless in this. Just see how you already do so many times during the day. And there are only a few times during the day that you realize this and you get a little bit frightened. Or concerned, or tense. But you already do most of the day, very naturally. And yes, it excludes an infinite number of possibilities. But if you don't choose, you think, oh, that's good, I don't choose now. So I leave everything open. But you don't get anything. Not choosing is somehow also choosing. It is choosing not to choose. So you have to take up your responsibility, you have to take up your courage and go with the choice, whatever it is, and accept the exclusion of all possibilities. Better come here and be here totally than coming here and thinking of, oh gee, I better be on the beach or, you know.
Suppose I chose to go to the casino instead of coming here. Is that just as good to be happy and settled in the casino? To be here.
It depends again from where you look. On a superficial level, absolutely. But what can you get in a casino? It's called boga. Boga is the pleasure of the world. Or maybe you get a lot of loss. You will have some exciting hours there. And either you have your hands full more with money or less with money. That is what you get there. What you get here is definitely not the pleasure of the world. It can be actually very painful. It can be very joyfully. It can be very radiant. It can be excruciating, painful. It can be anything. But somehow, it's supposed to be healing you. Healing that which is already healed. I have, again, I'm using wrong words. But it is healing you of the most profound level of your life. This is what it is supposed to do. So is it different? Absolutely. Is it the same? Absolutely. Both. It is very different and it is very much the same. Because from some level it doesn't make any difference. From another level it makes an ocean of difference. So the same, let's make another example. You can choose either to be very complaining and negative in your life or just drop complaining. Is this the same, you know? Is it complaining and non-complaining the same thing? Yet a universe of difference. And we live in a time more and more that I find with young people, you know, if they have their friends on the telephone and they want to meet each other a few hours later, they say, okay, we call in 2 hours. Even 2 hours before, they don't want to set a time and a date because they want to leave all options open. People decide later and later and later and later what they want to do because they want to leave all options open. But all the time you are scared you miss something. And actually there comes quite a relaxation when you say, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. It gives a very deep relaxation. And you dare to commit yourself to a certain event or going to see your family or whatever. It gives much more room. So look at it in your life, how it works with choices and avoiding choices and not knowing and all that. So you mix levels. You mix levels. In our lives, we make choices all the time. But on a very deep level, nothing is restricted in any choice. It cannot be. The freedom that you really are is permeating all. Choices or no choices is permeating all.